Okay.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. John's County Show that's on in the morning. We've got a big show today. People just lost their collective minds last night. Or over the last couple of days, I guess.
This week.
Yeah. This week. And it's all coming out now. It's going to be a very entertaining Friday. We've got a woman arrested for threatening to shoot up Flagler Hospital.
Oh, gee. What?
Yep. Man leaves his 2-year-old at home to go search for his baby mama at Planet Fitness.
Oh.
And two men get lost at sea. It's amazing when two men get lost at sea is the third story in the lineup.
Yeah.
You know? That's how you know you've got a wild
big show.
Day.
Yeah. Big show. Big show. Big show.
Here we go. Then we still got Florida Man Friday.
Okay.
Oh, that wasn't included?
No. No.
Wow.
None of those were the Florida Man. No. These are all just the local stories, Troy. Yeah, man. So we will get to all of this stuff here. But before we do, I will tell you that our banner sponsor here is our friends at Old City Homes. They are building new houses in Flagler Estates, Hastings, Elkton, and St. Augustine. If you're looking for a brand new house, give Jerry a call with Old City Homes, 904-466-9505, and check out what he is currently building for you. Also, big shout out to Bozard Ford Lincoln. They are proud to have served the St. Augustine community for 3 generations. Out there on the Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16, you're going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in the area. They've got the state-of-the-art service department, the quick lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership is complete without a stop at Ford's Garage for one of those signature burgers. From delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They are Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they are driven to inspire. Also, shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, VHF Insurance, and 44th Spanish Street Inn, who we will talk about a little bit later. But first, good morning officially, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, happy Friday.
It is
that. Wow.
Yeah. It is Friday.
What a week. Friday. I can't believe it's here.
The weekend?
It was so fast, right? It was a fast week.
It was faster than last week. I wouldn't call it the fastest of all time.
Yeah.
It was faster than last week.
Lastly, they're all forever. The same length.
No, they're not.
No, okay.
Don't take this away from me. No.
Yeah. All right.
Twists
all right.
And yeah. Tails and yeah.
Don't take this away.
Okay.
We'll send you back to office, Max.
Joy actually started it this morning. I know.
Let me tell you something.
I love when he starts a sentence. He puts his finger up.
Yeah.
He touches his jaw. You're about to catch it.
No.
Here we go. Pull the string and go.
Why would you do this to me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I will I say.
Happy Friday. You didn't hear that part?
I did. Look, I will say this. I went by Pip Printing. First stop yesterday. Went by Pip Printing after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, I mean, we can do it, but we typically do bigger stuff and we got to charge you kind of a lot to do that because it's just a couple of them. And we usually do hundreds of flyers at a time. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. I get that. I'll search around and I might circle back with you. And so next stop, Staples, took 2 minutes and $2. Done.
I love them.
Yep. Easy. Easy.
Shout out Erica out there.
I show up and I'm just like, I just need to print a couple things. Cool. Just email it to us. Okay. Email it to us. What kind of paper do you want? Okay. Let's print it out. See how it looks. Here they are. Okay. Good. $2.12.
They are an awesome team. I've known them for a long
time.
That
easy.
Yeah.
That easy.
You've wasted probably $100 worth of your time just driving around.
Yeah.
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 Oh, true that. Yeah.
Well, it's a very special. Now it's even more special.
The print job.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Now you feel better
about
it.
Yeah, so I got it done.
Yay!
I got it done easily. Yeah. I would recommend if people need printing, that Staples is a good place.
Yeah, they're good peeps.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Do we have a question of the day?
Question of the day is, what's best for you for tortilla chips? What do you put it with? Do you use salsa? Do you use queso? Do you just use like cheese?
Yeah.
Do you use guac? What's the way you go with tortilla chips?
As someone who's getting old, everything I use with tortilla chips hurts later.
Really?
Pretty much everything.
Yeah. Digesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Queso.
How old are you two?
You gotta be bold enough. I have
friends that travel with Rolaids and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's me.
And I have some in my cabinet for those friends.
Oh. I have it on my nightstand.
See?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, I ate a lot of crap growing up. So the stomach is, I'm pretty sure there's a hole in it. The bottom's just going to fall out sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a sight.
Yeah, that's really the visual I was looking for when I asked this. Yeah.
What I would prefer is probably queso.
Queso.
Yeah. Right. I like queso.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
Queso solid.
I'm a huge guacamole fan, but I got to go with ceviche. Especially I love llama because it's so good. Marcel makes this amazing ceviche with sangre de tigre, which is like blood of the tiger, and it just has this right spice. It's so good. Mm. So, but anyway, yeah, that was exotic.
All right. Yeah, that was fancy.
Yep.
Yeah, and Spencer threw in smoked queso.
Okay.
Wow. Which I'm sorry, Spencer, you're going to have to bring that in and we're going to judge it.
He is going to have to bring
there
that
in. There is no judging.
He's getting obligated to
it's awesome.
We're getting obligated to a lot of food.
Jamie, he's really going to have to bring it in.
Oh, man.
Jamie, push your pie hole.
I love Spencer.
Hey, he brought us some great tacos yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. He was so busy.
Did you guys go?
You guys inhaled them. Yes.
Yeah. I hope those are going to be a vibe tomorrow.
Before I left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
That's exactly what my question
those.
Was.
I ate the other one for lunch.
Yeah. So good.
Spencer, let us know if those are going to be a vibe tomorrow.
Yeah. Queso. Smoked queso. There you go. I'm guacamole also. And fresh. Today is National Guacamole Day, so that's why I asked this question. But I love fresh guacamole.
Yes, sir. So. All right.
Clay, what about you?
I like all of them. I mean, guac is good, but it always like gets brown.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a good old school salsa.
All you got to do is throw some lime juice in there. It greens right back up.
Yeah.
You
really? Bring it
yeah,
right back
pretty,
to life.
Pretty
yeah.
amazing, actually. Yeah.
Mixy, huh. mixy.
Yep.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, man.
But do you have a specific salsa? Because there's like a mango salsa, habanero salsa.
No, just regular old
table salsa.
There's
Mexican
a salsa.
Food, salsa.
There's a salsa yeah. at the farmer's market. It's like at the very end or where you first, like when you drive in, it's at that end.
Mm-hmm.
They do a homemade salsa there. It's like from a local kitchen here.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Comes in a little tub. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
I'll check it out.
It's
okay.
So good. If you're at the farmer's market, it's nice. Down there. I think it's
I
only
need
like,
to get back there.
It's
been there in a while.
And it's really light. It's not like a spicy salsa, but it's like almost like a mix between a salsa and a ceviche.
Got it. Nice. So. Okay. Nice. Good.
Very good.
I'll check that out.
All right.
A lot of good answers out there.
You. Okay, cool.
So
very good.
Smoke queso, expecting it.
People are talking about it. Yeah. So you might have to.
I feel like my own kids. Like you give them something, then they want more. I feel like that's what I've done to Spencer. Sorry, Spencer, you don't have to bring it in. But
confirming,
no, you do have to bring it.
Yeah,
in, Spencer.
I was saying that.
Confirming, Pete. Barbecue breakfast tacos will be at Vibe tomorrow.
Okay, there we go.
Run, don't walk. They are amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man.
They're gonna be. Be there.
Do not let those run out.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That was incredible.
Yeah, man. Wow. Thank you, Spencer. All right, quick check of the weather, Troy. That quick check of the weather brought to you by our good friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything. Check them out at geauction.com. Right on target, yeah, Troy. That was a great weather report, man.
And I usually don't do this, but just keep an eye on Fiona this weekend. So
that was a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
that
it
was good.
That was after the weather report.
No, it was not after officially the weather
report. That was not the weather report.
It's a footnote.
Yeah. Is it a hurricane yet?
It's a named storm, but I don't think it's quite a hurricane yet.
Tropical
depression. It's expected
depression.
To be a hurricane, I think, tomorrow.
Okay. Interesting.
And we won't really know until it gets to the islands what it's going to do.
Yeah. The Dominican Mountains to see what it's going to do, left or right.
All right. Let's see. All right, we got a wild ass show, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get into it, because it's a lot.
Let's do it. Clay, I think you have a picture of our first special guest on the show today.
Oh, do I?
Woman arrested for threatening to shoot up Flagler Hospital. Specifically, the phone operator. I don't mean to laugh, but this is just so weird. It's just so weird. A woman has been arrested for allegedly making threats to a phone operator at Flagler Hospital and later resisting arrest, according to the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office. LaKendra Price, 31, was charged with threatening to discharge a destructive device. That means threatening to shoot a gun. According to the arrest report, around 10 a.m., Flagler Hospital reported receiving several threatening calls from Price. The hospital said that during the conversations, Price was threatening to come down to the hospital and shoot the phone operator.
Oh, my. You don't say things like that, really?
You don't. God. There she is. There we go. Red eyes. She's wearing red eye contacts. I assume those are contacts. I hope those aren't her real eyes, or else there were signs from the beginning that she was trouble. Red eyes, though.
Yeah, that's the wild eyes that kids put in the face. Yeah. And she's got a pierced lip.
Does she? I didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. The report says that she was being taken into custody. Actually, the report says that St. Augustine Police Department used investigative techniques to locate Price near the Ameris Bank on US 1. So they were able
to track
her.
Look for the person with red eyes.
Dead giveaway.
It sounds like they were able to track her cell phone.
Mm. She was close. Oh, she was the Ameris US 1. Okay, I see where she was.
Right.
Okay,
yeah. Actually, yeah, that's right across the street from Flagler, really, if I'm thinking of the right one, right?
Yeah, there's two on US 1. There's one up near the festival field, and then there's one next to Flagler. I'm assuming also it's the one next to Flagler.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Was she armed when they got her, do you know?
Let's see. The report said she was being taken into custody. It doesn't look like it.
So blowing smoke, I guess.
She did resist arrest, and they had to... They had to tase her. They tased her.
Fun.
So she was okay.
Fun stuff.
She was okay. I forget.
She made her eyes red.
Yeah. You ready to have some red eyes?
She made her eyes red.
Oh, no.
I have enough trouble getting a date. Red eyes is not going to help.
The report says Price kicked multiple officers during the incident. She's being held without bond.
Yeah.
Hi.
Sorry for your loss, boo. That wasn't a good move.
That was a terrible move.
Yeah.
A terrible move from the very beginning. I don't know why you... I don't know if she... none of this says if she has, like, a family member in Flagler, if she was mad after being treated at Flagler. Like, it doesn't really say...
What's the backstory there?
What her reason was for threatening to shoot the place
she
up.
She got her bill.
Yeah, maybe that was it. And that's a panic. I will tell you firsthand. That is a scary bill to receive.
In
case people want to know where Pete was waving, he was waving to the jail.
I was waving to the jail. Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So jail's right over there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah. Context clues.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought they knew that by now.
They saw you wave, but they're like, oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Who's in studio? No, we're waving to LaKendra.
Yeah. So okay. All right. I guess she's in jail for a bit.
She'll be in jail for a little while. I'm just surprised they didn't make her take the contacts out before they took the booking photo.
Me too.
That is a
interesting
little
shot.
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Maybe it's a medical condition she can't see, and those are actually prescription contacts. I mean, I think you can get them. Like, obviously,
that's a fair point.
I don't know.
That's a fair point.
Just trying to think, but just what a stupid move, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that in public.
Well, she didn't like that bill. She's definitely not going to like the one from the court system.
No. I hope Clay hit that sound.
Yeah.
I think we have that in the repertoire back there. All right. From that to Father of the Year.
Oh.
Father of the Year. This is a slightly disturbing story.
Oh, no, it's not me.
No, it's not you, Troy. It is not you. We can ask Blake, though, if he thinks you're the Father of the Year. Is he watching?
I better be his Father of the Year.
Well, yeah.
Let's There's only so. Two people that have to consider me Father of the Year.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest of you don't matter.
That you know?
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon just had his 9th kid.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Jesus? No.
9 kids?
No,
I could not imagine 9.
Nope.
I can't imagine it's taking him this long to figure out where they're coming from.
Yeah, right? Maybe a little less motion in the ocean there, Poppy.
Upper knee surgery.
That's it.
There you go. I don't know how we got to Nick Cannon from this guy.
Father of the Year.
Father of the Year, Donald B. Wyford.
Oh, wow. We're naming people.
Wyford. Hmm. Wyford. Yeah. Interesting last name. 32 years old. Pretty young to be Father of the Year.
Why are we doing this?
Was arrested for leaving his baby locked in a room by herself, according to the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office report. When deputies entered Wyford's home, they found a baby on her hands and knees. Her clothes were covered in urine, and the diaper was filled with feces and urine as well. Very sad situation.
God.
When deputies arrived at the home, the doors were locked, and the key had to be retrieved from Wyford, who was already arrested. So they had to. So the baby was still there as they were arresting him.
Oh my God.
He just went all out.
Wyford told deputies that he left his child in the bedroom of his house. When he went to go search for the baby's mother, he went to a neighbor's house to check if she was there first. When she wasn't, he walked down to Planet Fitness. I don't know why it's so funny that Planet Fitness is part of this story. I have no idea why that part of the story makes me laugh. Walked down to Planet Fitness, which is about a half a mile from the house the child was left at. Half a mile. Walked half a mile down to Planet Fitness looking for the baby mama.
That means it's 15 minutes there, 15 minutes back. Minimum 30 minutes baby by itself.
Anything could have happened in that. Yeah.
According to the arrest report, a call was made to police from the baby's mother, who was at Planet Fitness. I'm sorry.
I mean, she was actually there.
She was actually there.
It's a judgment-free zone. That's why he went. I mean.
good call. That's your second good one this week.
Thank you.
Good call.
Small little.
Use the advertisement against them. That's so solid. Well played.
Very good comment. This just gets more disturbing. I've got to let's straighten up the face
here. I'm assuming it was a jealousy thing that.
Sounds like it, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like it.
Personal trainer or something. I don't know.
She's been there too long. Yeah.
She said that Wyford was holding her against her will. Wyford was charged with child neglect and violating his probation. Also on probation.
Already a winner.
Also on probation.
Dang it.
Say hi to Lakendra.
It's a match made. Perfect. Yeah,
wow. I think there are different sections of the jail, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's right, yeah. I don't know that they'll ever cross paths, but if they do.
That would be. They could be pen pals.
One look into those eyes, man.
Yeah.
Change forever. All right.
It's a Medusa.
Yeah. So there we go. Boom. There's your first two stories of the day.
Both of them local.
Wow. Yeah. Those happen right here in St. John's County.
And this is not Florida Man Friday.
No, but both of these people could end up on Florida Man Friday.
So much news, we only have to cover the Queen's funeral.
Yeah, we weren't going to cover that anyway.
No, that wouldn't
happen.
It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. No, just not here.
Yeah. It's just a lot, you guys. There's a lot going on with that funeral.
Is there?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was all about like Fergie and all the princesses.
It's too much. Like, I'm so over the royal family. Like, I'm not sorry. I know my mom's like, oh my God, it's sacrilegious. Right,
it is on the show. I
okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Sorry.
Guffy Twook.
All right.
I fed into it. I did. I apologize. I'm apologizing right now on air.
The Queen has no effect over anyone in St. John's County.
I'm going to have some mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blake made some macaroni and cheese.
It's banging. It's so
delicious.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
Spencer, you would be proud of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got a job with Spencer here coming up soon.
Good and gooey.
All right, let's check in with the Gas Money Gas Report.
All right.
Circle K is at 333.
Oh.
Yeah, they're at the top of the list right now. 715-207.
That's Troy's favorite number.
Yeah. That's what we're looking for.
333.
That's right.
Make it rain, Circle K.
Yep.
We got the gate at Mizell Road at 335, the Sunoco at 2199 North Ponce, 335 as well. You can also get it for 335 at the Shell at 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard. Then we've got the Sunoco at 450 South Ponce at 337, the Mobile and Circle K at 800 South Ponce at 342, and then you got your Owens at 342 as well, and it just goes way up. That Gas Buddy Gas Report brought to you by our friends at 44 Spanish Street Inn. Looking at the wrong camera. Relax and indulge and explore your perfect staycation. Located in the heart of historic downtown, 44 Spanish Street Inn is the perfect spot to put visiting family, guests, or just to get away for the day. Go to 44spanishstreetinn.com and book your next visit. Great location, great people. Also, got to give you your live music mic check for today. And we got a whole lot of people playing music today.
Okay.
This is going to be a long one.
Sing Out Loud's still going on. So it's
Sing Out Loud. Stuff. Yeah. And it's Friday. Like Friday plus Sing Out Loud. That
fun weekend in St. Augustine.
Yep.
Singing.
Jim Lamb's going to be at the Milltop Tavern at noon.
Love him.
We got Josh Ford at Pierre's Pub at 1 o'clock. Caleb Joy at the Cellar upstairs at 1. We got the Dewey Vaya Band at the Guy Harvey Resort at 5. The Driftwoods at the Fish House and Oyster Company at 5. You got Fawn Kaiser at Extreme Wings and Sports Grill, 6 o'clock. You got Denny Blue at Harry's Seafood Bar and Grill at 6. Bread and Butter at the Cellar upstairs, 6 o'clock. You can get that any night of the week at the Cellar, right? Bread and Butter?
Bread and Butter.
Yeah. Dumb joke.
I hope so.
Dumb joke.
Josh Tennessee Worthy moving on at Pierre's Pub at 6 o'clock. Trevor Compton, OC White's at 6. The Pauses at the Backyard Stage at the Amp, 7 o'clock. You got Snooper at the Backyard Stage at the Amp at 7 o'clock as
Snoop?
Well. Snooper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Snooper. Trying to capitalize on those search terms.
I got really Snooper. Excited for a yeah. second.
No. Snoop Dogg wouldn't do it singing aloud.
You never know.
I'm pretty sure.
He'd be on the main stage. So he'd be in the backyard.
Okay. Snail Mail is at the Backyard Stage at the Amp at 7 o'clock. Not Quite Dead at Dog Rose Brewing at 7. 5 o'clock Shadow, A1 AO Works at 7.
Well, I like those guys.
Ivan Smith, Casa Divino 57 at 7 o'clock. Yale Dre at Colonial Oak Music Park at 7 o'clock. We got Mudtown at Sarbats. You can go in there and play some Mario Kart.
And there. Listen to the sultry sounds of Mudtown.
Yep, 8 o'clock. Jackie Stranger.
This is a long list.
I know. Sarbez at 8 o'clock.
Cool.
Victor Wainwright and the Train. Cafe 11, 8 o'clock. Dismissives at Shanghai Nobby's at 8:30.
Mm.
Mental Boy.
Oh.
I'm just loving these names.
Mental Me too. Boy. That's yeah.
Mental Boy, Shanghai Nobby's at 8:30.
Yeah.
Uncle Marty, Shanghai Nobby's at 8:30 as well.
Yeah, that's a little harder rock stuff there.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right.
In the garden, in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of music it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Powerhouse.
A lot of energy with it.
Boom.
All right. I'm down for energy.
Yep. Yeah.
We got the Chemtrails at the Beacon Listening Room at 9. And Josh Ford and the Groove Bender, Odd Birds Cocktail Lounge and Kitchen at 10 o'clock.
Which you have to check out that secret room, remember?
Right, the secret room. It's
very cool.
I didn't know about that. Are we giving away the secret here today?
No, I just think it's pretty known.
Okay. That live music mic check brought to you by Chris Stevens Auto, my mechanic, my mother's mechanic, should be your mechanic. Give him a call today at 904-451-5144. Also, now is the time to call our friends at Fidus Roofing with the hurricane out. I don't know, you might be too late. To be honest with you, you might be too late. But if you have damages now, you want to make sure those are documented before the hurricane hits. You might want to call Fidus Roofing and see if you're still in time to do this. Because you don't want to pay those crazy high deductibles for the same damages that were there before the hurricane. They're a local company for 15 years, and all their employees live right here in St. John's County. They are Fidus Roofing. You can give them a call at 904-355-ROOF.
Yeah, they do pavers.
Okay.
Trying something new.
Trying something new.
Got the hip-hop remix there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hype Man.
Sing out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. Yell out loud.
Yeah.
Mnemonica. It actually startled me a little bit.
Good. Get it going.
Not gonna lie.
Here's some good news. Two men lost at sea.
Oh.
That's good?
They got rescued.
Okay, that's the good news.
That's the good news.
Yeah. Two men were rescued 65 miles off the coast of Ponte Vedra Beach Thursday.
Oh, gosh.
Long way out there. Yeah. That's tough to find people out that far out, man. After their 22-foot boat became disabled.
What are you doing out there in a 22-foot boat?
I knew you'd have something to say about
that.
What the
hell? Right?
Yeah, well, getting lost, apparently.
They're going to need a bigger boat.
They're going to need a bigger boat, more gas in the Coast Guard.
Gilligan's Island out there.
The two men went boating around 3 a.m. Wednesday on the Halifax River in Daytona Beach.
Oh.
A news release reported. They were expected to return before 5 p.m., but after they had not returned, the wife of one of the men contacted the Coast Guard stations at 4:55 p.m. Wednesday. She said that her husband and a friend had not returned from their fishing trip and were unable to be reached by radio or phone communication.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're way out there, man.
Mm.
According to Coast Guards, they did not have an emergency position indicator radio beacon on board.
Wow.
I don't think they were planning on being 65 miles offshore. now that I hear the story.
Yeah.
They
were not prepared, that's for sure.
Probably like a mile or two out, and then all of a sudden they drifted the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
Yeah, man. But the Coast Guard got to them. That was good. The Coast Guard says they would like to remind mariners to have an emergency position indicator radio beacon on board in case of emergencies just like this.
Mm-hmm.
We always hear that from Aaron Johnson, too.
Absolutely, comes the in bracelet talks thingy.
To
us
from time to time, yeah. Yeah, man. Helps the Coast Guard find you.
How did the Coast Guard find them, though?
They're good at what they do, I guess.
That's a mystery.
But just yeah.
Like, wow.
That's a lot of ocean to cover.
For that little tiny boat.
Boat. Yeah, man. So thank you to the Coast Guard. That's huge, man. And glad these guys were found and rescued. Long way from home.
Yeah.
Wow. Long way from home.
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Yeah. All right, it is time for Florida Man Friday.
Yes.
This is a good one. I think Clay's got the video on this, but this is going around. This is making the rounds. I saw the headline, but I haven't even seen the video yet. Chick-fil-A employee fights off Florida man who is trying to carjack woman.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. I did not see the video. Here's the video. Okay, look at this, man. They're literally down on the ground, like, wrestling.
Oh, my God.
And there's Chick-fil-A guys.
And there's like four people videotaping this as well, too.
Have a blast day! Yes.
Man.
Got in there.
You think the Chick-fil-A people are just, like, nice people, but they'll beat the crap out of you if you're trying to carjack somebody.
That's what I'm saying.
Just because you are religious, doesn't mean you can't beat the hell out of somebody.
I got PTSD with that safety patrol harness thing, but I know who's winning the fight there. Yeah. Look at that.
Construction guy just running in.
Woo.
Yeah, well, the other guy, the Chick-fil-A guy had a handle. Like
He had it handled.
No one else had to jump in. He had a handle. Yeah. Like the other ones run up, they're like, oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they ran in after he clearly had it handled, too. Like, they weren't looking to actually jump in there and fight the guy.
And the woman in the background holding the baby, that was the car he was going after, right? That
I think so.
Yeah. Cool. Wow.
So, yeah.
The Holy Spirit headlock.
There you go.
Love it.
There you go.
It's the new Halo.
Holy Spirit.
The crown of thorns.
Yeah. That guy doesn't get employee of the month. Come on now. I'm checking the receipts.
He better get a big promotion.
That was pretty heroic.
Big promotion. So the guy that he fought attempted to take a woman's keys and steal her car in the parking lot of Chick-fil-A. This was in near Fort Walton Beach.
Mm.
Panhandle.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to say, it's not a very corporate America thing to do because they frown upon making actions like this. So, I mean, that's just so heroic. Like,
I think Chick-fil-A would be one of those companies to be like, no, we protect babies.
I would hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope all companies go, we protect babies.
Yeah. So that's a great story. Great Florida Man Friday story.
Wow.
Actually. Yeah.
A hero.
Got to end this show on a good note.
Yeah. No, it was a good one.
weirdness that happened here. Yeah. All right. Remember, if you are a Florida man, call our friends at AA Bail Able Bail Bonds, 904-824-0090, and he'll get you right out of jail. You'll be good to go. All right, Troy, how do you want to approach the comments today, sir?
I'm just going to funkily find my way through these Friday features.
As you do that, I will remind people that Flashes and Brilliance is St. Augustine's most trusted gold buying company. They buy gold, silver, rare coins, fine watches, and more. If you got treasure laying around the house, a lot of us just need cash right now.
100%,
I know that is the truth. So you might have some stuff lying around the house, some antique coins, things like that, taking up space. Take them to John, take them to Stephanie, and let them look them over. See if they are valuable enough for you to get some cash today out of them.
Absolutely.
That'd be pretty cool, right? Get some extra money today. Call John and Stephanie and see if you can cash in on that. 904-540-7617. Also, our friends at Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd, BHF Insurance, they've been providing insurance and peace of mind for residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 40 years, and listeners of the 904 Now for over 3 months.
Yes.
Which we're very happy about, man. We get success stories all the time. I went into BHF. I'm now saving $1,200 a year.
Yeah, you know, it's been wild. A surprising response from this vendor. Absolutely. Yeah. And we've gotten so many testimonials about, thank you, BHF. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
For being honest.
Yeah. Call or stop into their new office and see if they can help you be the next one on the list who's saving more than $1,200 a year. 904-794-5455, BHF Insurance. All right, Troy, what do we got, man?
All right. Well, we're happy Bobby's power's back on.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, sure. And
people are congratulating Davey for his quickness this week. Oh. He's had a good week week. Quite entertaining. Everyone's sad about you guys' problems with spicy foods.
They're sad
about that. A lot of Rolaids. Rolaids should be the sponsor.
Okay.
I'm working on that.
Made a note.
Yeah. All right. Everyone's excited about the weekend. A lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff
happening. And the Tupperware is Blake's mac and cheese. So there's questions about that.
Oh, okay.
So,
yes.
And Spencer spoke about the queso. As soon as he spoke up, everyone's like, okay, you're bringing that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you, Spencer.
He's loved on the show.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so. Man. Yeah, man.
All right.
What do we got? Stortum stat.
All right. Stortum stat. On this day, September 16th, the Mayflower left England. All right. In 1620. it left England. So think about 1620. We were here in 1565. So we had already been here for 75 years.
Yeah.
All right. So in that time, you didn't live as long. So we're talking almost three generations worth of people here in St. Augustine before the Mayflower even left. But when you were learning in school, it was about Mayflower and Plymouth Rock.
100%. That's all that was pumped into my brain. Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, it was almost a century later. But 102 people did leave in England, and they did not arrive until, I thought it took them about 40 days. They didn't arrive until November 21st. So it was about 65 days. So, and 102 left, 102 arrived, but it wasn't the same 102. One died and one was born.
Oh, wow.
So that's your stardom stat today on the Mayflower.
That's a good stardom stat.
Good stardom stat, yeah.
Yeah, man. Troy, you got a career as a teacher.
Aesop's Fables. He's going to make a comeback.
They actually have to show up on time.
Right. They can't drink on the job.
They don't let you drink on the job. I can't walk in when I want.
Right.
I can't wear flip-flops.
There's you're not made to be a teacher.
Not going
to
be that.
Take that back. That great stardom stat brought to you by a great pizza place, my favorite in downtown St. Augustine. St. Augie's Pizza, they're quickly becoming St. Augustine's favorite place to grab a slice or 17. Check them out today. They are right between Riberia and ML King. All right, man. Fun week of shows.
Good week.
Yeah, really good week. Thank you guys out there for watching. We appreciate it. Thank you to Clay for pressing all the buttons back there as he does day after day. Big shout out to Old City Homes, Bozard Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Highland Prep Elementary, and BHF Insurance. Everybody's so lackadaisical here to end the show.
There.
See ya. Bye-bye.